It's time for our next and final breathing exercise, breathing prayer, breath prayer. This time, I would like you to breathe in love. The greatest of all gifts of the Holy Spirit. Breathe in love, the love of God that surrounds you. Whether you feel it or not, risk believing in it. Breathe in God's love. And breathe out fear of whatever sort. And with that, protective hard-heartedness. Let the inspiring breath of the Spirit soften your resistance to God and God's love. Truly, there is no greater or more necessary leap of faith than to believe in and receive, even to overflowing, the gift of God's love. It is, after all, God's love that empowers our love. Love for God and for others, and even for ourselves. If we love, it is because God loved us first. These words of Jesus I take in every morning during my time of prayer. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine abiding in Jesus' love? So sitting comfortably with a straight back chair and your eyes closed, feet on the ground, breathe in this miracle of God's love and breathe out fear. Remember the remarkable words of the Apostle John, words also to take to heart, to bring into your heart, to let it do its work. For God. From 1 John 4, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he loved us first. Love has been called a letting go of fear. Breathe in love, let go of fear. You cannot truly love and fear at the same time. Therefore, choose love, which really is the same thing as choosing God.